Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. So praise the Lord. I'm excited to talk to you again about this passage in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. We've been talking about this resource here, how to grow in Christ. You can pick it up at church. We're going to be making some of this stuff, these resources available. Got a project I'm working on that I'll reveal publicly here in a little while, maybe a few weeks, trying to make some resources available to you so you can grow and be strengthened in the Word of God. I'm excited about all that. Lots of stuff going on, y'all. It's God has been blessing and it's been really good to walk through things. Not everything's good, but God will work it out for good because we love Him and we're called according to His purpose. And your vacation from me is over. I'm so thankful for Pastor Jeff been teaching the last couple weeks. Love him. I know God is working them and him and Lori into our church family. It's a really cool to see what God's doing. We're walking that kind of stuff out and love to have him here. And I thank God for a variety. He's a preacher. He opens his mouth and lets it rip and love it. And I love having that kind of variety in the house of God. Rick Clendenin would always say that, you know, it's not about unity is not about uniformity. It's not about everybody being the same. And I love how God is sending people to us with variety of gifting, variety of style, so we can be authentic and unique and walk in unity at the same time. So I'm excited about all that. But your vacation is over. I'll be back in the pulpit on Sunday. I'm going to walk through some stuff that I feel like is the Lord's been speaking. Be talking about the gifts of the Spirit a little bit, walking into some of that, gonna unpack that over a few weeks, and because you got to know how to walk in the gifting of God, and so we're gonna be talking about that. So today, let's look at. I'm gonna put 10 minutes on the clock. We're gonna look at Matthew 11, 28 through 30 is what we're looking at. But I want to start by reading Isaiah 55, verse 1 through 3, something like that, because I believe this is where Jesus is quoting from when he begins to talk in Matthew 11. So 10 minutes on the clock. Father, help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's look in Isaiah 55, and we'll start in verse 1. So he says, oh, which is like, I love this. It's like a shout out. He's like, hey, oh, everybody listen up. That's what he's saying here. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen to me carefully. I love this. And eat what is good. Let your soul delight itself in abundance. So let your soul delight in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. And the rest of this is really incredible. Gosh, I love that, but I'm going to stop right there. So I believe this is one of the verses that Jesus is referring to, because many times, matter of fact, just about every time, Jesus, when he was teaching and speaking, he was referencing the scripture, referencing the Old Testament. He came to fulfill the Old Testament, not do away with it. And so let me get a swig of coffee. Praise the Lord. It's good coffee. So I believe Isaiah 55 is one of the places where he's referencing when he's talking about come to me. And so it's just a really powerful thing. And it's an invitation. This is an invitation to abundant life. You know, John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. That's not just a new covenant concept. That was in the old covenant. The new covenant is actually revealing the abundant life that is in the old covenant. The new covenant is the activation of the fullness and the better promises of that abundant life that is in Jesus. Now, I just want you to, you know, understand it's an invitation. So Matthew 11:28 is an invitation to you. It's an invitation to me. It's an invitation to anyone who wants to pursue Jesus, follow Jesus, make him Lord of your life and walk in relationship with him. And so notice in verse 50, in chapter 55 of Isaiah, he talks about come to the waters. He says, come buy and eat. So it's this invitation. He says, come, listen carefully to me. And so let your soul delight itself. It said, incline your ear and come to me. So when he's giving this invitation saying, come to me because I'm trying to release to you abundant life. I'm trying to give to you this abundant life. And so, Isaiah 55 is one of those, chapters that I believe Jesus is referencing in when he talks in Matthew 11:28. So a lot I could teach on in Isaiah 55. I just want you to see the connection there. Another connection is Isaiah 48. You look back in Isaiah 48, the whole chapter is amazing. Isaiah 48, but he gets into, I believe it's verse 16. Yeah, he says, come near to me, hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning and from the time that it was, I was there. And now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. And he says, thus the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel says, I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. And so, and he talks about his commandments and it goes on. So again, here's another scripture and you see this in Jeremiah. You see it in Isaiah. You see it in some other places. This invitation of come to me, come to me. I'm going to reveal life to you. I'm going to teach you, learn from me, take my yoke upon you. He's speaking this. And so I want you to see this New Testament, New Covenant promise that Jesus is saying in Matthew 11 is an invitation for you to come to the abundant life that is only found in Jesus. And this invitation is from Scripture. It's from the Old Testament. It's a promise that Jesus is fulfilling and activating because we have a new covenant built on better promises that is just it's abundant life. He wants you to walk in abundant life. And so those are two quick references to show that when Jesus said, come to me, when he was teaching this crowd, they immediately heard the language of Isaiah. They immediately heard the language of Jeremiah. They immediately knew he was talking in messianic authority, being a Messiah, coming to be the Christ. They knew he was referencing Old Testament scriptures and not just pulling stuff, you know, poetically or whatever out of the sky. He was speaking poetically. And then I want you to see something else. In Matthew 11:28, actually, we'll start in verse 25 because we've been reading the last few weeks on verse 28 through 30, talking about come to me, take my yoke and learn from me and understanding it's changing your belief system and renewing your mind to come out of agreement with the lies that you have learned to live with and come into agreement with who the belief system of Christ, you know. So we've talked about all that and I may finish up next week with some more on that. But look at what he says in verse Matthew 11:25, which is right before he says, come to me. He says, at that time, Jesus answered. This is Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, but have revealed them. Notice, revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. So no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. And then notice the next verse. come to me. So what this is this invitation. This is this invitation that he's saying that no one knows the Father except the Son, and the Son is choosing to reveal who the Father is. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. So Jesus is, this is an invitation of revelation. Every revelation is an invitation, and every invitation is an invitation to revelation. And so he's inviting you to come to him through his word. And as you come to him through his word, then he begin to transfer and impart his yoke upon your yoke. You let go of your mindset. Your yoke is your belief system in a nutshell. It's your interpretation of truth. It's your paradigm. It's your perspective. It's your worldview. It's all of those things, your lenses and your filters all wrapped into one perspective. It's your belief system. It's how you see things. And so he's saying, take off your yoke and take on my yoke. And I'm going to, because my yoke, as you take my yoke upon you, I'm going to give you rest. As you come to me, take my yoke and learn from me. I will give you rest. And the rest is the finished work of the promises of God that all find their yes and their amen in Jesus Christ. It's that invitation to abundant life. It's not rule keeping. It's not performance. It's not even productivity. It's you coming into relationship with God, and he begins to live his life through you. So the rest factor is not inactivity. It's you're yielded to God's activity, where the living word of God, God is active. His word is active. His spirit is active, and you are resting in his activity as he lives his life through you, through cultivating the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life, activating the gifts of the Holy Spirit in your life. It's walking in this whole realm of having your life transformed by letting Christ live his life in and through your life. So you're no longer limited to your ability. You now, by grace through faith, have God's ability through the finished work of Jesus Christ. So now it's come to me. Come to me. Hear me. Obey me. Hear, understand, and obey me. Walk in relationship with me. And as you come to me, I'm going to change your belief system. And when I change your belief system, that's going to give me the ability to live my life through you. And we're going to exchange yokes, and you're going to see things differently. You're going to hear things differently. You're going to do things differently. You're going to say things differently. You're going to interpret differently. You're going to believe differently. And you're going to transform your life by renewing your mind. So I want you to realize that this whole thing in Matthew 11, 28 through 30 is not only rooted in Old Testament messianic, messianic promises and prophecies, but he's also saying this is about revelation. I'm trying to reveal to you who I am and who I want to be in and through your life. It's an invitation to abundant life. And so I just want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that you would help us know who you are, and that we would, that our belief system would be in alignment with you, that the things that are untrue, lies, false beliefs would be exposed, and we'd come out of agreement with them, and we'd come into agreement with you and your word, that by grace through faith, you would empower us to walk in all of your promises. So we thank you for it, Lord. I just speak that revelation over people, and that you would transform their life as they renew their mind in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Love you guys. See you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.